Good morning, good morning, good morning from the West Coast. It's Chinu, and this is Artist Motivational Monday, where we come to you to jumpstart your week and hopefully give you some thoughts to consider as you are starting out on your creative journey. I greet you from sunny California, West Coast. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope you did everything you wanted to do while still being safe out there. It was a beautiful weekend here on the West Coast. It was in the 80s. And the sun was out. It felt so good. Just the warmth of the sun felt good. So there were a lot of cars out, a lot of traffic. And people are just happy to be out, I think, you know. And here on the West Coast, we're just happy for sunshine because we have had some kind of winter. So all in all, it was a great weekend. Got a lot accomplished this weekend. So I hope you did the same. Today on Artist Motivational Monday, let us consider the thought, changing your mindset is the most difficult thing you will do. Changing your mindset is the most difficult thing you will do. What does that mean? Many times our mindset is programmed through our experiences that we have either been raised with or we have gotten from other dynamics of our family. They're not our own mindset. There's something that has been programmed in us. Changing that mindset and seeing things in a different perspective is the hardest thing that you will ever encounter on your journey of life. Because when you see the glass always empty, and now you are being asked to see the glass as half full, that is a mindset switch. That is turning off a switch and reprogramming your thinking to something other than what you are accustomed to. Seeing things from a different perspective, changing your mindset will ultimately change the outlook and the outcome of whatever it is you're doing. What do I mean? If you are on a pursuit right now of your creative journey, of your business journey, just personal care journey, health journeys, whatever journey you're on at this time, changing your perspective and your mindset about the journey will ultimately change the outcome of that journey. It will either be harder for you or it will become very easy for you to accomplish those goals at the end of the task. So it is important with all of the things that are going on that you do not become so involved in the distractions that you do not change the way you are perceiving what is really going on, okay? Staying focused on what your accomplishments are, staying focused on where your end result is going to be. Those are all mindset changes. You have to change your perspective at how you are looking at whatever it is. If you are on a creative journey, which many of us are on, you know that there are up and down times in that journey. But what do you do during the down times? Do you linger there or do you just keep moving forward, keep looking at it from a different perspective, keep doing what it is that you do on the creative journey, and ultimately changing the outcome of that journey? It is very important. We are in perilous times. We are in definitely perilous times. There is so much going on that you can't even keep up with it. So therefore, you have to constantly change the way that you are looking at things and your perspective of things. As you continue moving forward, staying in your lane, continue to blossom to the outcome that you want to see. One thing about nature is, I was looking at a documentary yesterday, and it was about elephants. Well, I love to collect elephants. I have little elephants all over my house. I love to collect elephants because I think that they are such a unique animal. They are so large in size, and yet they are so gentle. And I was looking at this documentary, and it went from elephants in Kenya all the way to elephants in India, all these different species of elephants. And it just really explained their way of thinking and how the matriarch elephant is like the leader of the elephant pack, and how she makes the decision on how the pack is going to move. And when they make those decisions, they all fall in suit of that decision. And I was watching them. They were going down this steep hill to get to some water. And the carefulness of this large animal going down this steep hill, and it showed how they used their trunk to feel the ground so that they know where to put their foot, and how gently they put their foot to keep from tilting over, to keep their balance, and how they watch the little ones to make sure they get down these steep hills. It was amazing, because if you look at the size of the elephant and how they maneuvered around this aspect of getting down this hill to get water, it was amazing. And then another aspect showed where there was, because humans are always doing things that they have no business doing, where the human aspect of it is they have put up electrical fences to keep the elephants out, and how the animals, they waited till nightfall to go to this because there was fruit on the other side of this electrical fence, and how they moved very quietly in the night, very quietly. As large as they were, you heard absolutely nothing. You didn't hear their ears flapping. They made no sounds, but they moved in quietness. And when they got to a tree, they basically took the branches off this tree and they wrapped it around this electrical fence, because they have learned that that will keep them from getting shot. In other words, they have learned the behaviors of the human aspects of us. You know, we think we're so smart. We're not. The animal kingdom is far smarter than we are. And they, in turn, they were able to get through and get the fruit, you know. And then humans come and they start shooting firecrackers and stuff, which is not surprisingly with humans, okay? But the aspect of it is the mindset. The mindset of the elephant, that they were determined to, number one, in the first scene, they were determined to get down this steep hill to get the water that they needed to survive. And number two, they were determined to get over this electrical wire gate to get the fruit for their survival. And all of that is mindset. Mindset. They had consciously thought this out and changed the mindset. That's what we have to do as humans. Change your mindset on how you are looking at whatever situation that you are currently looking at. See the end result of that situation. Okay? Not where you are right now. See the end result of the situation. So today on Artist Motivational Monday, as you are starting out on your creative journey, keep the mindset today that changing my mindset is the most difficult thing that I will do. Have a great day, guys. Have a terrific week, and we will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.